In the world of music, Guitar Hero is a title achieved by very few. Now, a new hero has emerged from a remote village in rural Niger to become an international superstar with a six-string style all his own. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has the story and sound.
In the English-speaking press, Mdou Mokhtar has been compared to Eddie Van Halen and called the Jimi Hendrix of the Sahara. The descriptions certainly help establish Mokhtar's virtuosity, but it's important to note that just a few years ago, he didn't even know who Eddie Van Halen was.
For me, it doesn't matter. They call me wherever they need. But I'm still Mdou Mokhtar, and then I'm trying all time to be me. I support, absolutely. I support Jimi Hendrix. I love what he do. And then I love Eddie Van Halen too. All the famous artists, very talented. I love them. But I love myself more. And then I'm trying all time to like have my own style.
Sung in his native Tamashek and French, Mokhtar's music is a contemporary iteration of what's been nicknamed desert blues, guitar-driven music performed by the Tuareg people, a traditionally nomadic group from the Sahara. I sat down with Mokhtar at the tail end of a short fall tour of the U.S., just hours before he was to start his nearly 36-hour journey to his home in Niger.
Do you worry that there's a rush to label you, to say, oh, he is like this, or to almost westernize your sound?
No, it doesn't matter. The music, like, it's... I feel the music, it's like ocean.
Mokhtar's musical story is as complicated as it is remarkable. In some ways, the start can be traced to a performance by Abdallah Ambadougou, a famous Tuareg player that Mokhtar stumbled upon as a young boy.
Yeah, I see Abdallah Ambadougou. That was my first concert in my life. And then I say, wow, I have to be like this person. Yeah, and then I don't know when I'm gonna have the guitar. I don't know, I don't have the money. No, anyone in my family gonna support this idea.
Watching Mokhtar play today, it can be hard to believe that not only is he self-taught, but the guitar he started with was one he made himself with wires from a bicycle. In 2008, Mokhtar recorded a collection of his songs at home, which were shared via Bluetooth from phone to phone throughout the region, and somehow found their way to the American label Sahel Sounds, which would work to not only release some of Mokhtar's music, but produce and direct a film loosely based on his life. Inspired by Prince's Purple Rain, Mokhtar plays a young Tuareg guitar hero looking to make it as a musician. As there is no word for purple in Tamashek, the film's English title reads Rain the Color of Blue with a Little Red in It. But Mokhtar's big breakthrough came in 2019, when he would release the album called Ilana the Creator. He and his band would play 112 shows that year across the US, Canada, and Europe, the Western world coming to know of Mokhtar's prowess. And then last spring came Afrique Victime, or Africa Victim, a collection of 9 songs with Mokhtar coupling otherworldly guitar playing with charging lyrics about love, religion, women's rights, and the colonial history of Western Africa.
Do you feel a heavy weight as an artist wrestling with all of these ideas and thoughts?
Being artist is like being embassy. I feel like an embassy for where I am from. And then I don't have no power. Africa as well doesn't have no power to stop this corruption, this manipulation, this injustice. We don't have that power. I never like write the song just like that. No. It's the nature inspired me. If I am in love, I'm gonna write some stuff for love. And then when I see something like some crime happening or something like that, I'm gonna write the song talking about it. It's what I am.
The situation in Niger has become increasingly dangerous in recent years as Boko Haram, the Islamic fundamentalists, have broadened their terror campaign through the Sahara. The impoverished nation not only threatened by terrorism, but now seeing increased military presence as counterinsurgency efforts expand throughout the country.
Do you worry that if you get too political, that there would be a negative response toward your music and art?
Africa is starting to be very, very crazy. And then that is so scary for all the artists, not just me. I'm scary too for my family. I'm scary for everyone, not just me.
Does being in the world as you are in the world playing, do you feel more internal peace or less internal peace?
To be honest, I started to be crazy, man. I don't know what I am. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know who I am. When I am with my crowd, I play for them, make them smile, I'm happy. I feel free. But when I'm thinking for my continent, Africa, what happening in Africa, what is going on, and then the world doesn't matter. I feel like this, I don't know which day this is gonna stop, because the world doesn't take matter. I feel like the justice doesn't exist in the world. It's what I'm feeling. Music, it's like good way to send in the message, but it's not obligation to someone to like understand that message.